This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231 as we kick off hour number one of this, the Saturday edition of the show. We are here live. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, as always, at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We are starting things out with a guest tonight, Mark.
Yes, we are.
Not a show about guests. We've had maybe 30 guests on over the last 3.5 years or so. So it's pretty unusual that we do this, but we're going to do this anyway because it's the fair tax. And it's something that has been discussed several times on this program. Mm-hmm. We've had many fair tax advocates, fans, you know, the fanatics, call in and advocate it to us. And we've gone back and forth with them on it. But now we actually have an official representative of said fair tax. And his name is Ken Hoagland. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Mark. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Our monsoon rain just passed. I'm calling in from Houston, Texas.
Ah.
And the sun is starting to come out again.
Got it.
It's nice to hear that you won't get flooded out there.
So, Ken.
Well, we do every now and then. Not today, however.
Now, Ken, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved with the fair tax?
Well, I'm a friend to Leo Lindbeck, the founder of Americans for Fair Taxation. He actually raised the money and started doing research with the public and with economists about 11 years ago, trying to devise just a better way to raise federal revenues than the darned income tax system.
I don't know if anybody, I got to say, I don't know if anybody that likes the income tax, and if there is somebody out there listening that does like the income tax, I would like to hear from you at 800-259-9231. But I bet as you're talking to various different radio shows, and I don't know if you do appearances or however else you promote the fair tax, but I bet you don't probably run into very many of those people, do you, Ken?
No, we don't, but think about what a sad note that is, Ian. It's universally condemned by the citizens of the United States, and yet it just keeps getting more complicated year after year. This is such a disconnect between the will of the people and their elected representatives, and that is precisely the problem. The income tax system is very good for members of Congress and the lobbyists who profit from manipulating it, and very bad for the rest of us and the nation as a whole. And so you've got more than... Fair tax campaign is much more than a better tax system. That's what we all know. It's actually a test of whether we, the people, still have any say-so in the direction of our government.
When you say that, what do you mean?
Well, you can have a lot of division on a lot of public policy issues, as you two very well know. There's almost nothing you can talk about where you won't find two or three or six sides.
Sure.
When it comes to the income tax system... It's universal. Everybody knows it's broken. Everybody knows that it's indecipherable. Most people don't know just how bad it is for the economy of the country, but they suspect it. Everybody knows that if you're wealthy enough, you can buy breaks out of it. And yet, our elected officials are unresponsive to changing it. We just had 6 months ago the President's Advisory Commission on Tax Reform, who were given the charge of fundamental reform to the tax system, something simple and transparent. They actually, the two senators who led that effort, both work for tax lobbying firms in Washington.
Yeah, can you imagine
lobbying
they got
the tax code is the big brass ring. It's the most lucrative kind of power game in Washington.
Sure, every CPA in the country would be out of business if they stopped the income tax.
It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
Well, that is what most of the CPAs devote their time to now. We think that they would be much better used helping people create wealth.
Yeah, investing, that sort of thing.
Holding our hands and taking us through this labyrinth of the tax code.
One thing you're going to find here on Free Talk Live, Ken, and I know you've been poking around our website, so you sort of have some idea for what you're running into here, is you're going to find that we're libertarians. We don't like the income tax at all. However, this is not going to be a walk in the park for you, this interview. It's not going to be a love fest for the fair tax. That said, I would like you to be able to get out there. What exactly is this so-called fair tax?
Sure, and don't apologize for that. I have no problem with people doubting government policies and trying to get involved in them. I think there should be a lot more of that, so I welcome that. The fair tax is replacement of the income tax with a national sales tax. That's the most simple way to put it. Sales taxes tend to fall more heavily on the low income. So this particular plan has a unique aspect. The universal rebate cuts a check to every legal American household. That's a very important distinction, the legal part. Once a month, that essentially makes all spending up to the poverty level for all of us, not just for the poor, for all of us, federal tax-free. For a family of four, that's about $20,000 a year. So that's how you make this particular sales tax not fall heavily on the poor. In fact, it eliminates all taxes on those below the poverty level and helps the rest of us tremendously.
Well, how far is the poverty level as far as...
About $20,000 a year for a family of four.
Okay, I thought it was 14.
It varies by the number of children you have.
Gotcha. Okay, I want to come back to this so-called prebate here in a little bit, but how would this actually happen? I mean, you're talking about getting rid of the income tax completely, is that correct?
Right. With passage of H.R. 25, the bill that's pending in Congress right now by Georgia Congressman John Lender, with passage of that, the IRS is dismantled within 7 years. You've got to have a transition time to get out of it, so it's within 7 years. And it is thought that a companion piece of legislation to this is then, upon enactment, repeal of the 16th Amendment, which then takes those 7 years for the states to ratify. If, at the end of 7 years, the 16th Amendment is not repealed, then we go back to a full-fledged income tax system. Our take on that is that once people see how good the fair tax is, there will be just kind of a coast-to-coast rebellion if our leaders don't act on repealing the 16th Amendment and the income tax.
So, okay, you mentioned the word rebellion. What do you mean by that?
Well, upon passage of the fair tax, the IRS goes away. There is no more income tax, but the government still has the ability to levy an income tax because that's what the 16th Amendment did.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, I might add, which I'm sure, as libertarians, you know, our founding fathers expressly prohibited direct taxation on income.
Certainly, and there are plenty of people that have argued that the income tax isn't a legitimate tax in the first place anyway, but we're not going to get into that.
Yeah, well, in 1913, the 16th Amendment was ratified, and...
But you're saying, Ken, 7 years later, if the states have not jettisoned the 16th Amendment, then they could... theoretically bring back the IRS, and you said rebellion. What do you mean by that?
Well, the fair tax has so many positive aspects to it. Number one being, you're paid $10 an hour, you take home $10 an hour. The federal government no longer has any withholding out of your paycheck,
mm-hmm.
none whatsoever. It broadens the tax base. 10 to 20 million illegal immigrants in the country, well, for the first time, they're going to be paying toward the federal government, because when they buy things, they'll be paying the fair tax.
So you're saying that the government will actually get more taxes as a result of this?
Well, that, on the broadening, they will, because we're broadening the base, and the economists tell us that if you eliminate the embedded prices, the embedded cost of everything that we buy, which is up to 22%, to pay for income taxes for the system, the unwieldy system, that we're going to see a 10.5% increase in the gross domestic product within 5 years. You put that together, which is explosive growth of our economy, together with the fact that the federal government is out of the business of tracking every penny we spend, save, invest, and you get to take home your whole paycheck. Well, we don't think that anyone in the country would be willing to go back to an income tax.
But if the government actually did reinstitute the IRS and reinstitute the income tax, are you advocating noncompliance?
No.
Why not?
I can't do that.
You said rebellion earlier.
Rebellion, I mean that you vote every rascal out of office. That's really what I mean.
Right, so we can vote in another Republican and Democrat to do the same thing. Hang on, Ken. I'm going to come back and talk to you more about this. Ken Hoagland on the line from the Fair Tax. I believe their website, fairtax.org. If you've got a question for him, or if you've got a question about the fair tax, 800-259-9231. We're going to find out if it's voluntary, this fair tax thing. Coming up, and I definitely want to explore this prebate idea. It's free talk live.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday edition of the show. You can take control at 800-259-9231. Actually, we do have a guest on the line. It's Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax Organization. And we're just kind of going over what this whole fair tax thing is. We've talked to people in the past about it, just our listeners that had called in regards to it. Now we have an official representative on the line. So if you've had a question about it, now would be the time to dial in at 800-259-9231. As always, it is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. So just go and get them. They are totally free. Again, that's at freetalklive.com. Plus, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. We go back to Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax Organization. I believe your website is fairtax.org. Is that right, Ken?
That is exactly correct, and so, I can't tell the difference in your voices, so tell me if I call you wrong, Ian.
You got me right,
Ken. Or was that Mark?
This is Ian.
And this is Mark.
Hi, Ian.
Mark.
Okay. So, Ken, just to recap here, you're saying that the Fair Tax is a plan to replace the IRS entirely, to abolish the IRS, hopefully to abolish the 16th Amendment, and institute a national sales tax. Now, I'm with you on abolishing the IRS. I'm with you on abolishing the 16th Amendment. National sales tax. I don't know about that. What's the percentage going to be?
23%.
Plus whatever your state.
Now, before you gasp, Ian, let me tell you, 23%. And remember, a universal rebate that goes to every legal household once a month that really cuts into that. That makes spending up to about $20,000 a year for a family of four.
Since you brought that back up. This universal rebate, every single household is going to be getting this?
Every single legal household. Now, let me just add why that's important. 10 to 20 million illegal immigrants in the country. For the first time, we would be building in an economic disincentive to immigrate illegally to the United States. Why? Because that rebate check only goes to people with Social Security numbers. So if you're here illegally, you don't get the rebate, but you still pay the tax.
I got to say, Ken, this is a serious. I have a serious objection to what you're talking about now.
Okay, bring it on.
And it really bothers me that there are people that call themselves conservatives that are behind this movement. And I realize that you're trying to reach out to as many different groups as possible. But I mean, let's be honest here. It's mostly something that's being backed by the so-called conservatives out there. And I thought the conservatives were against welfare, Ken.
I think that, let me just first tell you, so far it is mostly conservatives backing it.
Yeah.
We absolutely believe that this issue has the ability, the potential to unite the right, the left, and the center, not against each other as we normally do now, and many of our leaders really enjoyed that.
Understood. But we're not the center, nor are we the left.
The self-serving government.
Nor we're not the center.
Serving itself.
We are not the center, nor are we the left, nor are we the right on this show, Ken. We're freedom lovers, we're liberty lovers, and a sales tax is anathema to freedom, and all taxes are anathema to freedom. But we're going to get to that. I want to focus on this prebate. You're talking about handing out a check, a welfare check, to every single family, every single household in America. I thought conservatives were against welfare.
Well, you can call it welfare. Another way to look at it is you're getting your own money back because this really replaces the tax that you pay on necessities. Why did we do that? Why is it a universal rebate that goes to Bill Gates as well as somebody who hasn't worked for 15 years? Because that's how you get the federal government out of our economic data. Then you don't have to track who is making how much money, who is spending, who's investing.
I understand. Well, and I appreciate
everybody.
That. I don't like tracking, that's
now,
for sure.
Now, Ken, just real quick, you say it's not welfare, but suppose I make $14,000, $10,000 a year. Let's go nice and low. But I get my prebate back at the end of the year. Is my prebate going to be different from a person who makes $19,000? You said $20,000 was poverty, and I
no, it is not going to be different.
So that sounds like welfare to me.
That's it. One size. So one size. That's Mark. That's a one size fits all welfare check going out to every single American. And the problem with this, Ken, is it's going to get Americans used to taking a check from the federal government on an annual basis. And I think that's a real problem.
Your own money coming back to you, though, Ian or Mark.
How about this?
Your own money coming back.
Why don't I just keep all my money in the first place? In fact, how about this? Let me ask you. Is this a voluntary tax?
Well, no. It's not voluntary. Every time you buy something, you have to pay it. That will be the law of the land. And
so what will happen if I...
I know that we have a philosophical difference on this with the libertarian philosophy, but most... people, this would never go an inch if it didn't raise the exact same amount of revenues that the federal government now raises.
See, this is another problem that I have, Ken. A big problem that I have with this movement is you guys are spending, and I don't know how many millions of dollars are behind this effort. It seems like it's very well funded. I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. But you guys obviously have good funding. You've got good backing. You've got a lot of people behind this. And it's just, it seems to me, much ado about nothing. I understand getting rid of the IRS. That's good. Getting rid of a bureaucracy, I'm always for that. But you're now talking about expanding the Social Security bureaucracy in order to administer these prebates. And you're also not talking at all about cutting the level of spending. So we're going to be going through all these changes, and government is still going to be huge, Ken. This is going to do absolutely nothing to cut the size of the federal government.
Well, I can't disagree more strongly, and here's why. Right now, none of us really know how much we're being taxed. Most people celebrate if they get back $100 a month or two after April 15th, never stopping to think, here's how much money was withheld from my check all year. The Ways and Means Committee makes changes in the tax code every single day.
Sure.
Who knew that you had to pay more than 7% of your income before you could deduct health care expenses? We found that out the next April 15th. Now you have a highly visible, transparent tax rate. And if the federal government says, if our leaders in Washington say, okay, we need to go from 23 to 23.5%, now you're going to have every citizen in the country involved in a national debate. And I think that that very basic 23%, and by the way, the economists tell us that prices will drop as much as 22% because of the embedded cost of the income tax, but that 23% rate, now you're going to have every single person who buys something saying, here's exactly how much money the federal government is taking.
Let me expand on this here, Ken. Let me expand on this. When you're at the register, if I'm at Best Buy and I'm buying a $399.99, you know, if I'm buying a $400 stereo system and I take it to the, I take it to the register and it rings up, is there going to be another $100 plus tacked onto there at the register, or is the tax going to be built into the prices on the shelves?
It's going to be at the register. Make it easy on me, the guy who's a writer, not a mathematician. You go up to the register with a $100 purchase, there's going to be a $23 tax on that. But remember, the economists tell us, and they are very certain about this, because of the cost of complying with the income tax is as much as 22%. So something that costs $100 today after enactment of the fair tax could cost as little as $88. Then add the 23%.
I get that, and I've got a couple of questions about the 16th Amendment when we come back.
Sure.
Hang on, Ken. We're going to come back to you. Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax Organization. If you've got a question about this fair tax thing that you might have heard something about, now would be the time to dial in and ask it. 800-259-9231. I'm a little concerned. It sounds like welfare for all Americans and 23%. We're going to talk about what's going to happen to businesses that don't want to collect it. On the way, it's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-845. 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 7/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Inside hour number one, you can take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo, which means that in the picture, they're proving that they listen to the show. In fact, two brand new Shriners are going to be added to the site sometime later on this evening. And if you're on our updates list, you'll find out when that happens. To get on the updates list, go to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up. We're talking to Ken Hoagland. He is one of the official representatives for the so-called fair tax. And, Ken, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. And I say so-called because no taxation is fair, Ken. You're stealing money from people. You're just kind of putting a nice-sounding term on it. And it honestly does sound a little bit better than the income tax. To be fair to you, Ken, the fair tax will remove the IRS, which is a great idea. Unfortunately, it'll be replacing it with a 23% sales tax, plus a welfare system for every single household in America. Now, you don't want to call it welfare, Ken, but I'm going to call it welfare, because if I was collecting a welfare check that wasn't called a prebate, I would also rationalize it by saying, well, it's just my tax money coming back to me. And that's what you said earlier.
Ian, I firmly believe that what makes our country great wasn't agreements over the last 230 years. It's disagreement and debate, so look, have at me with that. I don't call it welfare because it means giving your own money back to you for spending up to the poverty level.
Unless, of course, you didn't spend
that money.
Unless you didn't spend the money and you maybe bought a bunch of used products and actually end up getting more money than you actually spent in sales tax. But, Mark, you had some questions.
You could do that. You could live in a teepee, raise your own corn,
right,
never buy toilet paper, and you'd actually be making money off the federal government.
Then it would be welfare.
Look, I know this doesn't comport with the libertarian philosophy entirely,
right,
but I want to suggest to you that it gets us a lot further down the road than what we've got now.
Now, Ken, I'm looking for better. I'm all for better. But there's some things that you've said here that are a little different than what I've heard along the line, and I can't say I'm a big fan of the prebate, but yeah, you know, I'm willing to give you that point if we can, you know, come to terms on the rest of these things.
Sure, let's go.
Now, the 16th Amendment. you said that there would be a 7-year period in which they would either abolish the 16th Amendment or and then what I don't know how they would do that. I guess another amendment to the Constitution. Which they could do.
I mean, it's an amendment to the Constitution that's got to be ratified by the states, and the time period allotted by the Constitution is 7 years for that process.
And if it doesn't happen, then the fair tax would then sunset. So the Americans would have American people would have 7 years to sort of try out the fair tax, and then if not, poof, we get all our misery back.
And urge a ratification of the repeal of the 16th Amendment on their state legislators.
I imagine they're going to do it. They would probably want to do that. Now, the second thing is that included in the bill that you're talking about? Because that's not what I've heard up to this point.
It cannot be in the same bill. The legal counsel up in the Congress says you put that in the bill and it's non-germane, and it's a hole in the bill that will make it fail on procedure. So it must be a separate piece of legislation.
So we're crossing our fingers then, Ken.
Well, cross our fingers or count on the outrage of the public to force that to happen. And I will just tell you very honestly and bluntly, without the outrage of the public, we're not going to pass the fair tax either, because the Congress
that much is true.
Dead set against doing this.
That much is true.
Manipulating the tax
now,
code.
Now, I'm not fond of the. I'm not a big truster of the public's outrage. I mean, in my opinion,
yeah,
the public
should state, and they're not outraged.
We should have descended upon Washington with pitchforks and torches at this point. But
well, I've been lucky enough to. You asked me about my background. This is what keeps me in this game. Politics is kind of a nasty game, but. It's been my great privilege to be around a few times when the public actually does rise up, and the democracy works exactly the way the founding fathers intended. I've seen it firsthand.
Actually, this is supposed to be a representative republic, not a democracy. Just a quick correction.
I know that. The republic works the way it should. Now, remember Catastrophic Care Act in 1989?
I don't. I was 9 years old
at the
time.
Well, let me just tell you, fellas, AARP was for it. Both houses of Congress were for it. The White House was for it. It was a brand new income tax only on senior citizens. Passed. New York Times told me the next day, they said, Ken, grow up. You know, you lost. Get with it. Over the next 14 months, there were more and more letters came into the Congress. Billboards went up. There were spontaneous organizations forming around the country. The exact same thing that's happening right now with the fair tax. And 14 months later, that brand new income tax with about 20 million letters from senior citizens was repealed.
Great success story.
AARP lost 6 million members over that.
Great success story on that one, Ken. And I'd like to see more. I'd like to see more activity in regards to that. And that's why I'm a little disappointed with the fair tax, because you're just sort of shuffling the cards. You're changing the system around. There's no reduction in the size of government. I think that it'd be much more effective for there to be a movement born that essentially says, really, what good is the federal government? What is it that, you know, what's your favorite federal government program? If you can't think of one, then why should we be paying taxes at all to these scumbags? Why don't we just advocate that people just stop paying income tax, Ken? Wouldn't that solve the problem?
Well, a lot of people would agree with you, and most of those folks are voting libertarian. But I will just tell you, realistically, that dog won't hunt, as they say in Texas. And we just won't get that done. Remember, to repeal the 16th Amendment, we need three-quarters of the states.
I'm not saying repeal the 16th Amendment. I'm just talking about good old-fashioned civil disobedience. I think if you've got a few million dollars to spend on promoting an idea, I think promoting people not complying with these laws would be much more effective. If we could get 5 to 10% of Americans not paying, honestly not paying the income tax, there'd be no way for them to build the jails fast enough, Ken.
Well, fellas, I've got them. My best friend from high school that went exactly down that road, and he's now living in New Zealand because they came after him.
Well, they're going to come after somebody, sure.
People have got that kind of moral courage. I mean, that's a pretty high, tough road.
Well, our founding fathers had a lot of courage. Mark, you had another question, I think.
Now, Ken, at the risk of beating you from both sides here, that's not what I'm trying to do here. You had mentioned that the tax will be taken at the register. So, for instance, if I'm buying a $1 bottle of soda, I will pay $1.23 plus whatever state sales tax there is. But
that's exactly right.
Now, it was my understanding at one point that it was sort of included in the price, and so if you bought a $1 bottle of soda, you would pay $1 plus whatever sales tax or state sales tax there was.
That's not the case.
So that's not the case? That's included in the bill?
Not in the bill, no. No, it's not in the bill, and I suppose retailers could price their items however they want, tax inclusive or exclusive, but it's not in the bill to be that way.
Got it. You know, I've got a call on the line. We're going to take it. It's William.
The only thing I tweak on what you said, Mark, is that the dollar soda, we believe, might cost as little as 88 cents because of the embedded income tax.
Understood. But I'm talking about the theoretical bottle of soda when we in place.
With inflation, it'll get back up to a dollar eventually.
I totally agree with you that prices will lower once embedded taxes are taken
out. All right, let's go to William in Pennsylvania. William, you're on Free Talk Live with Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax Organization.
Okay. How you guys doing this evening?
Good, sir.
All right. Well, as far as taxes go, taxes weren't originally, because, I mean, all you got is pretty much the government going, we need taxes to sustain our they get the government, I mean, you got the government tax, you got the state tax, you got local tax, and they're saying we need, the purpose of the tax system is to sustain our substance, right? Am I correct?
Well, I think philosophically, and we're going to get into the libertarian debate here, but philosophically, you raise a little bit from a lot, you take care of the common good.
Okay, so why not
that's
just...
That's the philosophy underneath taxes, whether it's right or wrong, that's the philosophy.
Why not just abolish it? Why not just abolish the tax system altogether and just, I don't know, maybe go with a flat tax, maybe go with a...
Huh? They're talking about a flat tax. They're talking about a flat sales tax. William, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. It sounds like he was a little confused about what the fair tax... Maybe he means a flat income tax. Maybe that's what he means.
Well, a flat... And I'll tell you, a flat income tax would be better than what we have now, but it
right.
does not do away with the IRS, and it keeps the federal government in the business of tracking our money.
Okay, hang on, Ken. We're going to come back with more of you. Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax Organization. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concept.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. On our website, you'll find all kinds of great stuff. And you know what? This is going to lead into an interesting question for our guest, Ken Hoagland from the Fairtax. We have a little shopping experience that we've put together for you. Because if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help us out, you want to help us get on more radio stations, we've got a partnership with Amazon. It is the world's largest internet retailer, and they have over 30 categories of products, variety of different products, as a matter of fact. Everything from sporting goods to DVDs to furniture, baby clothes, you name it, it's all there. And I think that, I'm not sure, I think in most cases it's tax-free. On Amazon. Don't quote me on that. I think it depends on the state that you live in. There's some details there. But definitely go to amazon.freetalklive.com and shop with us. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. When you enter through that link, we'll get a percentage of anything that you purchase. And again, that's amazon.freetalklive.com. In fact, let's bring Ken Hoagland back on the line from the Fairtax organization. That's fairtax.org. Now, Ken, we've been going over various different aspects of this, and there's sure. been plenty of disagreement so far. And since I just mentioned amazon.freetalklive.com, what's going to happen to internet retailers?
Internet sales will be taxed Ooh. Along with every other retail sale. If it's new, used things are not taxed. Business expenses are not taxed.
Mm-hmm.
And for that, you get the elimination of all the taxes we're used to, withholding taxes, the FICA tax, Social Security, Medicare,
yeah.
capital gains, the inheritance tax, just every federal tax.
Wait, you're going to eliminate Social Security? Whoa. You're going to eliminate Social Security taxes as well?
That's exactly right. The 23% covers all federal payroll withholding, all of it, including the most regressive tax that exists from the feds. That's the FICA tax.
Slow down now, Ken. I want to understand, because this is news to me. I had not heard this before. We've had all kinds of Fairtax people on the show, and this is news to me. How is it that this is going to work? If people are paying this 23% sales tax, how is it that anybody's going to know who's to get what when it comes time to collect Social Security?
Well, the Social Security earnings will still be reported to the Social Security Administration.
By whom?
So that will still be reported by the people who are earning money.
But wait a minute.
You're going to have a report to the Social Security Administration on earnings. You're not going to have a report to the IRS on earnings.
Okay, so wait. So my employer, if I have an employer, they're still going to be taking the 15% for Social Security?
No, sir. No, that is one of the embedded taxes.
How's it
going to
be reported then?
Well, they're still going to say, we paid this person $10 an hour. They've been working here all year.
Here's
how much money they earned. That goes into the Social Security Administration.
Got it. So there will still be tracking in regards to that sort of thing. Got it.
For Social Security purposes, yes, you can't get it. Can't get around that.
I've got more questions. Mark's got more questions, but the callers have questions. This is the show about the calls. We've got to go to them. Betsy, ladies first, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Mark, and Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax.
Hi.
Hi, Betsy.
I'm calling because he says that the 23% is not inclusive. I'm a very high Fair Tax supporter, but the problem is that most people who are against it say, oh, gee, 23% isn't right. You're really getting charged 30%. Because the way the bill is written, the 23% is included in the price as the item sits on the shelf. When you get to the register, you pay $100, and your receipt shows that you paid $77 for the item and $23 in tax.
That is right, Betsy. And if we were being asked, would you be shown that on your the price on the item on the shelf, or do they add that at the cash register? And I use that word inclusive or exclusive in that regard, but you go ahead and explain, because I think you've got a handle on it, how that works, inclusive and exclusive.
Well, let me make sure I understand this. Are you telling me, Betsy or Ken, that the price on the shelf is going to include the tax?
That's the way the bill is written, that it's supposed to work.
I thought this was supposed to let people know how much they were being taxed. Isn't that sort of sneaky?
Every single receipt will show the exact.
People don't look at their receipts. Come on, Ken. They look at the price on the counter, and then they see the price rise when the sales tax is added to the register. What you're telling me is that's not going to happen with the fair tax.
Well, Betsy, you tell me. Am I wrong on this? Does the legislation actually say that the tax cannot be included on the retail price as it sits on the shelf?
It's supposed to be included in the retail price that sits on the shelf. It's calculated as an price.
How can you support that? How can you support that? You're hiding the tax.
No, you're not, because on your receipt it will show
people
how much.
People don't look
it
at the receipt.
The same way it shows
just
on
like
your
they
pay
don't look
stuff.
At the,
people
just
don't
like
look
they
at
don't look
pay
at their paychecks.
Stuff.
They won't look at the receipt.
Hey, look, everybody's going to be aware of it. Let's say that it says $100 on the shelf.
Come on, man. People don't even know the name of the vice president. You think they're going to be aware of this? I don't know about that,
well,
Ken.
If you go up to the cash register and they go, okay, that's $123, you're going to be pretty aware of what the tax is. If it says $100 on the shelf and that includes the tax, you're going to look at that receipt and it's going to say $77 for this, $23 for that.
All right, Betsy, thank you for the call. Let's try Brad in Wisconsin. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ken Hoagland from the Fair Tax. Brad in Wisconsin.
Hi. Hey, I just was wondering, it seems to me that would bring up a big black market industry.
Yes.
And with all the bad things that come with that.
Well, let me tell you, I can say right now, Ken, I will pledge to spend as much of my money as possible with the black market as I possibly can should the fair tax come about. Because if I'm going to go and buy a new television set, it's going to cost me $1,000. You're going to charge me $230 on top of that. If I can get that same TV set for $1,100 instead of $1,230, you can better believe I'm going through the black market to buy that set.
You'd do that anyway.
Yeah, you would anyway. But right now, you need one person to cheat on your income taxes. You, when you file your return. That's mm-hmm. all you need. Under the fair tax, because it takes two, it takes the seller and the buyer in order to cheat. You're still going to have an audit function under this tax. That doesn't disappear. But here's the advantage. Right now, 80% of all tax filers, they will not be filing taxes. The only paperwork that's going to be filed are business taxes.
Right. And
now,
there
will be an audit function on businesses, and if it is shown through the audit function that businesses aren't collecting that tax on that $1,000 TV set, they're going to lose their business license.
Right. Well, I might not necessarily be buying through a business. Maybe I'll just buy through somebody that happens to have a connection at a wholesale level. That way I won't be buying through a so-called legitimate business. Brad, did you have any other comments for Ken?
That was about it.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. In fact,
Brad,
Ken,
the other thing, let me just jump in for Brad. The other thing is we've had a very detailed study on this aspect, and the experts tell us, well, we're looking at the state sales tax, system throughout the country, and the cheating on that is about a quarter of what it is on the national income tax.
But we're talking about a much larger incentive here. With state sales taxes, you're looking at 6 to 8%. Now we're talking about adding on top of that 23% extra. So there's going to be more of an incentive for, say, the mafia to get involved.
I don't think you can argue that. You can't argue that there'll be a greater incentive. But don't forget that you're going to have 80% fewer tax returns.
Well, I can see the advantage to getting rid of the IRS in that.
We're not going to disagree with you on getting rid of the IRS, for sure.
Absolutely.
It just makes a much greater focus on those business transactions.
I think that you
and it takes two to cheat, not one.
I agree with those points, and I mean, there's some strengths to this. I'm not trying to undermine that. I have some questions, though, and I do think 23% could get into that black market area. For instance, in New York City, that we've seen black market sales of cigarettes, they're, you know, $7 a pack, where they're like $3 elsewhere. So, you know, it's getting into that vicinity.
You can't argue against that. There's going to always be people that are going to cheat on taxes.
Of course.
Because basically, down deep in our hearts, we're all libertarians.
By the way, I'd like to rephrase that, Ken. It's not cheating on taxes. Taxes are cheating Americans. But look, go ahead, Mark. You got another question.
Sure. I've got a question here. I recall a couple of years ago here in town, they wanted an extra penny sales tax for the to fund the government schools here. You know, of course they've got administrators they've got to pay. You know, and we need more administrators to administrate crap. And so what they did was they got the cheerleaders out on the major intersections in town. Yay, give me a penny. I need a penny. You know, and who can deny a little 17-year-old girl in a short skirt like that? And so the county overwhelmingly, 70% voted in an additional penny in sales tax. And I'm concerned that under circumstances, say we got a war, or say, there's a terrorist attack, or say we've got, a major city gets flooded or something like that. And I'm concerned that the American government would say, we need a penny. Come on, give us two pennies. Give us three.
Well, actually, they won't have to even vote for it. Ken, hang on. We're going to actually hold you over here. You've said you'll hang on through the news. And we're going to come back with more. Ken Hoagland, the fair tax. If you've got a question, 800-259-9231. If you're hanging on, hold patiently. We will get to you. Hour number two is on the way. This is your show. It's a live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.